Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Interesting news this week out from Quantum Helium. The company has been updating the market on the progress and results of 3D seismic that it's been shooting on its helium prospects in Colorado. Here to tell us a bit more about what's been going on, Howard McLaughlin. Hello to you, Howard.
Hi, Alistair. How you doing?
Yeah, very well, very well. And how are you?
Good, good, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about this 3D seismic and the ongoing interpretation. What's the implication for Quantum Helium?
We decided to shoot seismic last year in this area because of the nature of the targets, which really don't lend themselves to 2D seismic or well control. And very little 3D seismic has been shot in this area over the years. The last one was back in the 90s. And there's been an enormous amount of technical improvement on 3D, and not only acquisition, but in the algorithms they use to tease out the important detail. So we're now finished the survey. We finished it in December. We've now processed all of the basic processing is finished. We're looking at some of the attributes at the moment, but we still have depth migration and then detailed calibration where we tie in all the well data and use other 3D examples as analogs just to make sure that we can reduce the drilling risk and completion risk to the lowest number we can get.
So talking about drilling then, you're talking about mainly the Sagebrush project, is it, or Coyote Wash as well? How does it affect the sort of broader Quantum Helium portfolio, this seismic work?
Well, the survey itself was 16 square miles, and it links the two of them. It links the southern part of Sagebrush to the southern part of Coyote Wash. So it's sort of in a northeast-southwest rectangle. We wanted to highlight and gain more information, detailed information from the Sagebrush well itself, because that's where the helium accumulation is, but also to detail the Ismay. There was a significant oil discovery at Sagebrush. Over 300,000 barrels have been produced. And our feeling is that there was more of these algal mound features around Sagebrush, as well as the well that we've talked about previously in Coyote Wash, the Mariana Wash well, which looked like, at least from production and from early seismic, to just clip the edge of a much larger structure, and we think, based on the early indications from just some of the amplitudes alone, it looks like that may be the case. So in both cases, we're looking for the Ismay as a opportunity to drill new oil prospects and confirming the helium prospect that we have, the structure at Sagebrush. So there's a combination of both of those things. And so far, you know, we're very excited from what we see because the data quality is superb. So we're very, very pleased with that.
So you say so far. So what do you expect to happen now then? Have you got more information to be gleaned from the seismic work that's been done?
Well, a seismic, to get to the final result with 3D seismic, it's a longer term process. It's not just, you know, you just put it through the processing meat grinder and all of a sudden it's done. There's a lot of very detailed calibration that has to go on where we use existing wells and calibrate them to the seismic. So we know exactly where we are. And then we run algorithms like inversion to be very specific in the kind of differences that you would see between a successful well and one that missed its target. So that's where the hard yards are. That's where the work really starts. The processing itself is somewhat mechanical. You know, that's maybe being unfair to the people that are doing it because it is very complex, but the interpretation and the calibration are by far the most important steps when looking at a 3D seismic survey.
So is that the part that's ongoing now then, the interpretation and the calibration?
Yes, that's exactly what's happening now.
What sort of time frame would you put on that work then?
Well, we're working flat out on it right now. So I suspect that in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we will have some pretty firm results. I'm having the team come in a day or two to go through the existing results. And then we're going to brainstorm about how we go about calibrating and what needs to happen next. But so far, it looks like we have a target-rich environment underneath, which is really encouraging because this area has never been shot with high-quality seismic before. And it's indispensable in the Paradox Basin.
Yeah, absolutely. A target-rich environment. I'm sure that'll be music to the ears of the investors. So what does that mean in terms of when you get to drilling then? Are you sort of heading towards a drilling moment with this ongoing process?
Well, that's certainly in the early planning stages. We have we still have approvals to get through, and getting a drilling permit in Colorado is always a longer term process. But the earlier we can start on this, the better. Ideally, we want to have a prospect ready before the cactus season in the area, so that we can do our cultural and biological surveys on the drilling pad and access roads. That has to be done between May and July. And then with all things being equal, we'd like to be able to drill towards the end of this year. And I think that's an achievable target.
A very exciting thing to be looking forward to, I guess. Do you imagine that you'll be doing quite a significant amount of drilling? I mean, you talk about a target-rich environment. Does that mean you're going to be doing a lot of drilling work?
Well, we're not going to go in on a large drilling program because each well will give you additional information you can use to improve the chances and results of the next well. So in the early stages, we're going to sift through what prospects that we have generated, and we want to drill the very best that's not only the lowest technical risk, but the biggest financial bump that we can get. So it's going to be a bit of a balancing act between those two things to come up with a seriatim of drillable prospects. And once we pick, we'll probably move two of them forward just in case one of them falls away or we get, you know, held up with some of the surveying, biological surveying that can happen. So we'll probably move forward with the two best prospects simultaneously.
So talking of a financial bump, Howard, let's broaden the conversation out a little bit. And perhaps we could refresh the audience about what's really on offer here. What is the, what does success look like in terms of the Sagebrush and Coyote Wash projects? What's the opportunity?
Well, you know, one of our early strategic imperatives was to have some successful general oil exploration that will fund our development of our helium. Developing in a helium business is a longer term, very expensive process to put in plants and everything else. We're scoping all that out. We're getting ready for the extended production test at Sagebrush. But if we can drill a relatively inexpensive oil well, these things usually start producing between 600 and 1,000 barrels a day. If you hit the algal mounds, that would generate an enormous amount of real near-term revenue that we can get almost immediately and use that to fund the helium. So that's the core strategy. You know, we want to be as much in the self-financing world as we can because of the relatively long-term nature. And we would prefer not to keep going back to our shareholders. We would like just to show them, you know, gains instead of asking for more funding. But you know, that's where we are right now. And it's very important that we get a good result on our first well. So that's why we're focusing so hard on getting the very best prospect.
I mean, it's a classic way of constructing a sort of smaller resources company to have cash flow from a small operation funding a much larger opportunity. The right. Helium opportunity does look big though, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. It's a, you know, the latest result from our Sproule of evaluation was that, you know, we've got something near a BCF or slightly more than a BCF of recoverable helium. And, you know, helium is growing, its market shares, its market desire by industry is growing. So we would expect that, you know, the gross value of that, you know, could be near $500 million. So it is huge. Now it costs money to develop it and it costs money to produce it and refine it. But that's a lot of margin in there.
Yeah, so lots to play for here. So we've talked about what's ahead for the company. Perhaps just to close out, Howard, you could just lay out a couple of specifics. Do you have any news flow in the coming months that you want to lay out for investors?
Well, we expect Cowdy Wash, for instance, to be approved very quickly in the next little while. We've satisfied all the requirements. We've got our bonding in place and all the paperwork in place. So it's just a matter of getting the BIA approval on that. That will quickly follow with our Sagebrush assignment and then operatorship. Got people working on all the paperwork required to satisfy the extended production test. So as soon as this approval comes through, we should be able to get at this test very quickly. That'll validate where we are in terms of Sagebrush. It'll turn our resource into reserves. And from there, then we start, you know, planning for the development of the resource and looking at further helium wells that we've already mapped in Cowdy Wash. So we see a lot of, you know, a lot of news flow coming up in this year. It seems, you know, that, you know, this has been a slow, but it's a fairly typical kind of cadence for working in this kind of an area.
Well, we'll be watching with great interest as you move forward, Howard. For now, thanks very much for talking us through all the latest with Quantum Helium.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.